They haven't done anything yet, but members of the Texas House decided to give themselves a five-day weekend. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott will be delivering his State of the State address this evening, but not from the Texas Capitol. We'll get to that. First up, one of the Democrats appointed to chair a standing committee in the Republican-controlled Texas House of Representatives is State Representative Victoria Nyave of Dallas. As a legislator, she has a history of personal run-ins with the law and a record of opposing Republican-backed priorities. Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan, though, set her in charge of county affairs. You might recall that in 2017, Nyave participated in a four-day hunger strike to unsuccessfully protest a crackdown on sanctuary cities for illegal aliens. That was the same year she was arrested for driving while intoxicated after crashing her BMW into a tree. She lost her driver's license for a year. In 2019, Nyave was sued for owing more than $50,000 in back property taxes to the Richardson Independent School District in Dallas County. Yet, during that year's legislative session, she voted against legislation clamping down on how much local governments and school districts can raise property taxes each year. And in 2021, Nyave was one of the Democrats who fled the state in an effort to block consideration of election security legislation. So, of course, she gets to be in charge of state policies affecting county government. Ahead of a lawsuit banning chemical abortions, two rallies have taken place in downtown Amarillo where the federal case will be decided. One rally was held by pro-abortion groups, the other by Texas's pro-life groups. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Biden administration and other Democrats throughout the U.S. have fought to make abortions as widely accessible as possible. That included a move by the Food and Drug Administration turning abortion-inducing drugs into over-the-counter medication, and allowing those drugs to be sent through the mail. As a result, the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine is suing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to stop that change from taking effect. The goal of the lawsuit is to remove abortion-inducing drugs from pharmacy shelves. Continuing the trend he started during the COVID lockdowns, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is offering his State of the State address on television rather than in front of the assembled chambers of the legislature and Supreme Court. This is the latest State of the State address that's been given in more than 30 years. The address is when Texas governors have officially presented their emergency items for legislative discussion, which gives those items a head start on the constitutionally dictated calendar. At his inauguration last month, Abbott suggested that both school choice and significant property tax relief would be among his priorities. Conservative activists have been pressuring the governor to include GOP priority legislation in his emergency items, including border security, the elimination of property taxes, vaccine choice, and a prohibition on the sexualization of Texas children. Since the governor isn't giving his address to the Capitol, lawmakers have given themselves a five-day weekend. More on that when the Texas Minute returns after this.
You wouldn't take your kids to a strip club, so why would you allow them to change their gender or chop their breasts off? Listen now to Season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Even though the Texas legislature is more than a month into its 140-day legislative session, they've done little actual work. But they decided they needed to take a five-day weekend anyway. That didn't sit well with Republican State Representative Tony Tenderhold of Arlington. He went to the chamber's back microphone to express his concern about how much time lawmakers are taking off.
We could actually suspend the Constitution to take up stuff and consider before 60 days so that we don't tell people when we leave here that we ran out of time.
But when Tenderholt began to point out that previous legislatures had passed resolutions allowing them to begin debating and passing legislation early, he was shot down by a clearly flustered House Speaker Dade Phelan.
The opinion of the chair, your remarks are not on the subject of SCR 18. They are dilatory. Please take your chair.
In the end, every member of the Texas House voted for a five-day weekend. Well, everyone except Tenderholt and State Representative Brian Slayton of Roy City. The Senate is slated to reconvene this Friday at 10 a.m., while the House isn't scheduled to meet again until Tuesday, February 21st, at 2 p.m. You can check out this story and the others, as well as find the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. Today's articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost, Sully Rice, Brandon Waltons, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.